नमामीशमीशान निर्वाणरूपं विभुं व्यापकं ब्रह्मवेदस्वरूपम्। रुद्राष्टकमिदं प्रोक्तं विप्रेण हरतोषये, ये पठन्ति नरा भक्त्या तेषां शम्भुः प्रसीदति।
गुड मॉर्निंग, ओम शांति। हाउ डू यू ग्रीट ईच अदर ऑन दिस डे? Just Om Shanti. Happy Diwali. Yahan main musafir hai. Sharir mein atma musafir hai. Parmatma gora musafir hai. Musafir, traveler, invisible guest. Owns zero here, needs zero, prefers zero, deserves zero. We are becoming like Baba, Bab Saman. What is God's vision? How we become like that? Baba was speaking 2 days ago on Saturday Murli. On giving the children the visions. Baba is not giving sakshatkar, is not giving visions in that sense. Baba is sharing his vision. What is his vision? He's sharing his vision in the Murli. And we can see here Baba and the soul. And in that Murli, Baba is speaking about how he sees us. When he looks at the souls, what is he seeing? Baba, first of all, is seeing the masters of the world. Baba is seeing the whole world when he looks at the children. He doesn't have a limited view. He has that unlimited view. And he sees the lumps of the soul. He sees that light. That is soul consciousness. Baba is Atma Abhimani forever. We learn how to be Atma Abhimani again. How do we do that? We take that control again over mind, intellect, sanskars. We are no longer in the control of our mind. Papa said a few days ago, it's very simple. The mind works with very simple things. What is the simplest word that we can have in the mind? Papa mentioned in the Murli, the simplest word. Baba. Papa said the simplest word for the mind is Baba. So the mind is keeping that word, Baba, and we get the intellect engaged. The mind is experiencing Baba, and the intellect is getting engaged and sees more, understands more, discerns more. And then sanskars are finished. Old, purani sanskars. Sanskars that are of the old nature. They are terminated, finished. So let us take 1 minute, just 1 minute, to practice this very simple. Our meditation is very simple. In the mind, just one word, Baba, and experience it fully. And engaging the intellect with this experience, zooming into the experience. And if there is any interruption in the concentration, if there is any vigna, any obstacle, that is a sanskar that can be finished now. With this experience, there is a death of that sanskar. Thank you. Our meditation is simple, but there is one secret ingredient to our meditation, and that is the awareness of what is in the background of this Baba and the soul. Baba is always aware, and we also are aware of the battlefield. Our meditation is not relaxation. Our meditation is not just to get some peace of mind. We are at war. There is a battlefield. Maya and Ravana are constantly with their weapons on that battlefield. Our meditation is always in that context. We know that we are winning that battle for ourselves and for others. That is soul consciousness. And then in the Murli of Saturday, Baba sees the children. Baba is starting to speak about Deep Mala, about Diwali, and he is seeing the children. He is seeing happiness. Do you remember what kind of happiness Baba said? What kind of happiness? Permanent happiness. H from heaven. Baba is seeing heaven. Baba is looking at you and he sees heaven. He sees happiness, permanent happiness. Baba is seeing the flowers. Baba is seeing the goddesses. Which goddesses, Baba said? Which goddesses? Yes, incognito goddesses. You're not that obviously, maybe, goddesses, but the soul is incognito. That is God's vision. God's vision is to see the perfection, the beauty. And a few days ago, Baba was speaking to the mothers, no? Mothers that were in bondage. Baba speaking to the mothers who were in bondage, who were beaten up, and who wanted to come and to be a garland around the neck of Baba. Baba said, it's okay. You can be a garland around my neck in any conditions. You can be in any place, in any job, in any country, in any family situation. You can be, the soul can be the garland around God's neck. That is God's vision. We become worthy. To deserve means to become worthy. To become worthy of God's vision, we see how God sees. God's vision becomes our vision. So what are the qualifications to be a necklace around God's neck? What does it take? It's subtle. It's alaukik. It's avyakt. It's nothing to do with any action that is gross. That's why Baba says anyone can become a garland, a bead in the garland around God's neck. It takes recognition. It takes to know that we are incorporeal. What you see with these eyes does not exist. Now, what you see with these eyes, it does not exist. It takes to be a Bahadur, Baba said. You have to be a Bahadur. Mahavir. Very good. It takes a golden vessel. These are the qualities of the beads of the garland around God's neck. Accurate remembrance. Clean heart, such a deal. Anyone can do that. What can be higher than to be so close to God, to decorate God, to be close to His heart, to His eyes, a bead in that garland. No one can stop you. Unstoppable soul is that bead in the garland. Just understanding that this is subtle, deserve, God's makes a soul worthy of that. And then Baba in the Murli of Saturday, Baba sees an effort maker. What is your form of making effort? Baba says, this is, what age is this? How do you describe Sangam Yuga? With one word for you, what is Sangam Yuga? Kalyankari. Baba says Chardikala, the stage of ascent. When there is stage of ascent, Chardikala means ascent not only for one, but for everyone. There is a benefit of the whole world when the souls are in the Chardikala. And Baba said about simplicity. And he was mentioning something about clothes. Do you remember what he says about simple clothes? Very good. We deserve. The soul deserves nothing in this world. I deserve a better sari, a better chair, better cushion. Effort is subtle. There was a beautiful murli a few, maybe 10 days ago, a week ago. Baba said, I put my hand into your hands and I take you back with me. When someone gives you their hand, how do you take their hand? when you go to take toli, to take your gift of Diwali, you put two hands. That is manners. But here it is God. You want to grab his hand with 10 fingers. With all fingers, with all. You want to grab his hand. What does it mean to take Baba's hand? It's a subtle hand. We speak sometimes about having Baba's hand or our head to hold Baba's hand, but hand is subtle. There are many ways we can understand that hand. When someone is elderly and they need to stand up, someone gives them a hand, a support. Take my hand as a support. God gives us his hand as a support. But what is at hand is a knowledge. The intellect takes a support of the knowledge. Dhamma. Those who understand Dhamma spins a cycle. Baba said, you should know the cycle, but not only remember Golden Age and Silver Age. Remember Copper Age, Iron Age, everything, spin everything. That is a true support. That is taking the hand of God as a true support. Or when we shake hands, we trust the other one. Baba said, if you trust me, what do? If you trust God, we give him everything. He said, give me everything. Surrender everything to me, and everything will become avinashi. Hand also means you cling. Baba said, Maya storms will come. You are like a tree. Maya storms can take you. You cling to Baba, but how do we cling? Not with helplessness, with naivety. Maya makes you, do you remember a few weeks ago Baba said, Maya makes you bola. But innocent can be good, but Maya makes you naive. 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 We can be, Brahmins can be naive. No, they are not naive. Maybe after all these classes here, they are not naive. Naive about our effort, naive about obstacles. Baba said, you keep on saying one word, and you think that that will bring results. Is that not being naive? Think one word can bring us results? Thinking that Baba will help me at the end, someone will pull me out of the mess, of the quicksand. That is not clinging on to Baba. Clinging on to Baba means to use our intellect. Baba is not Jani Jananhar. Baba said, I don't know what is in your mind. Don't expect me to fix your little problems. That is not why I came here. That is our effort. That is what God is wanting from us. And then finally, Baba spoke about himself. Baba first sees the soul, sees heaven, sees the effort makers. And Baba says, I am unique. In what ways is God unique? How is God unique? God looks at everyone, says, you are all good, you are all wonderful. But I am always liberated in life. That's a conclusion. You are sometimes liberated, sometimes in bondage, sometimes you want to go home. God is always liberated in life. God deserves all the praise. Soul, Atma, owns zero, needs zero, wants zero, deserves zero in this world. All the praises of Baba. It were a few thoughts from Saturday's Murli, so 3 days ago, Sakar Murli, first Murli on Diwali. And yesterday's Murli. To share one experience, let us revise together the Murli of yesterday. Is that something that we can do? Okay, so let's have 1 minute of remembrance, and we can recollect Baba's Mahavakya of yesterday. Om Shanti. So Baba is speaking about Diwali. This is a day of Diwali. And on the day of Diwali, what is Baba telling the children? To sacrifice, to surrender, yes. And at the beginning of the Murli, Baba said, Diwali, when you're not going to celebrate Diwali? In? Say out loud. In the golden age, Baba says, in Satyuga, you're not going to celebrate Diwali. Why not? Why you're not going to celebrate Diwali in Satyuga? Say out loud. Because the lights of the soul are ignited already. The lights of the soul are ignited in Satyuga. So what is the point? What does it mean the light of the soul is ignited? Soul is in natural form, yes? What else? No darkness at all. The soul is very antarmukhi. It doesn't look outside. It's not looking for anything outside. It doesn't need to see the little bulbs to get some experience of himself. He knows himself. Baba said you are knowledgeful. Baba is knowledgeful and Baba is giving you all the knowledge. Which knowledge is giving you? What did he say in yesterday's Murli? What is the knowledge that Baba is giving? Something specific about history and geography of the world. What did Baba say? Past, present, future. Very good. So, very good. So when you know the future, you will know the past and the present. And you know the three worlds, incorporeal, sukshambhatan, and sakar world. And knowledgeful means you know when the founders of the Dharma are coming down. Yeah? Who is making? Baba said you are. What is your role right now with Baba? Kuda? What is your role with Kuda? Kuda Matadgar. Baba said you are Kuda Matadgar. Yeah. Kid Matadgar. Okay, so you are the helpers of God now. But Baba says you are Shyam Sundar. You have become Shyam Sundar. So who is making you beautiful? Baba said, whose greatness it is that you are becoming beautiful? Whose greatness? Yes, Baba said, some say it's Sadguru's greatness, but Baba is looking at the children. Whose greatness it is that they are becoming beautiful? Say? Yeah, Baba says it's your greatness. It's your greatness that you are becoming beautiful once again. You are great. And the titles that Baba gave to the children yesterday in the Murli, regarding to that, he's looking at them and he says, there is not only one who becomes Shri Krishna, and your title is? Govind. Yes, Baba said, you are becoming Shri Krishna. Very good. Who are seated in front of Baba? Baba mentioned two names and you already got one. Who are seated in front of Baba? Who are seated in front of the children? Who are seated in front of the children? To whom are the children looking? Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes. So what is the same name used for Bab and Bache? What is the same? Sekilate. Yes, Sekilate. Bab Sekilate, Bache, both are Sekilate. But Baba in front of the children are? In front of the children are Sadguru and Govind. And also Baba later said, who are in front of the children too? Yes? Two fathers, he said. In front of the children are two fathers. Brahma is also a father and Shiva Baba is also a father. So it is a greatness of the children and it is greatness of God. Baba said, he is making you. How he is making you compared to him? Baba says he wants to make you even higher than him. He's making you from beggars into princes. And Baba said a lot about sweetness. That's why deities don't need to celebrate Dipmala. They have all of that inside. All that beauty, they have it inside. They don't look outside. And they have all that sweetness inside. They don't need to take sweetness from outside. So that sweetness, Baba referred to sweetness in certain contexts. You have to be very sweet. In what context? In what context did Baba say you have to be very sweet? Murli? Yes? Yes? Study? When you see others, very sweet drishti. Very sweet drishti. Amrit Vela, very good. All the answers are very good. Our behavior should be very sweet towards ours. Yeah. Say louder. Yes. Yes. Srimad, to be very sweet, put it in our dharana. And at the end of the Murli, Baba said something that can match both Brahmins and deities. Baba said, you are looking after something as a Mahima, yes. Yes, the highest. Who's the highest, Mahima? Who's the highest praise? Who's the highest praise? What did Baba say about praise? His praise is? What do they say in devotion? His praise is? Unlimited, infinite. And they also say in devotion that knowledge is infinite. Then Baba asks the children, is the knowledge infinite? What was Baba's answers in yesterday's Murli? Is the knowledge infinite? Baba said, I give you all the knowledge. If I gave you all the knowledge, it can't be infinite. You can keep it in your intellect, all the knowledge. And Baba finishes with the image of the gardener. Both the Brahmins and these deities are gardeners. What kind of effort do you have to do? Yes, changing from thorns into flowers, yes. And that will keep increasing, yes. Take care of the flowers, yes. Number one effort. Number one effort. Baba is number one. Mama is number two. And we are? We are number one. Om Shanti. Let's finish here. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yes. No. Knowledge? Yeah.
From where it's coming?
Yeah. No, no. Yes. 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 I'm not the role. This role is a role that took Gyan in the UK and originally from Romania, and took a lot of benefit from coming to Madhuban. Learned a lot about Murli Revision in 2018 when I participated in these sessions. In January 2018, that was a milestone, and put it set into practice. I'm very happy to be with all of you. Om Shanti.